This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are here live on this Memorial Day weekend for you to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. You all do at around 10:30. We don't know why, but that's what you do. But we're here from 9 to 11. 860-522-9842. Joey Burgoyne is producing the beard. Joey Burgoyne.
He's in the house.
Yeah.
So he'll be taking your calls. If you want, if you ever want to talk to Joey before you talk to us, he's there.
It's life changing.
Well,
maybe not for the better, but it's life changing.
You know the meats. So if you have any questions about meat, ask him before you ask us.
Yeah.
Your question.
If you're smoking some ribs or brisket, we want to know.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
I actually used a little charcoal last. I got a temporary grill. Our last grill I threw away. It was really falling apart.
Yeah, mine did the same thing at the beginning of this camping season. I went to go use it.
Yeah.
I went to go clean the grate. The grate fell onto the burners. The burners fell on. I was like, okay, you're done.
It's done. So we went and got a camping grill, and my wife was just jonesing for charcoal briquettes. We have never used those in like 20 years.
Okay. Oh.
So I made some amazing steaks on that thing. I had no idea. They really work really well.
The chicken thighs last night on the grill.
Nice.
Whoa.
So I'm waiting until just after this weekend to get our new grill because I assume there might be a little less expensive.
Mm, probably. Get some sales.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or they'll have snow blowers. It's one or the other.
Or Christmas trees could be
out. Yeah, it's possible.
So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. You might have heard this story, though. Here's a concern. And this is typical. This is just really, I mean, you can't even make it up. I wish this story was like from The Onion or, you know, this is, but it's true. There was a community college that decided, you know what, these kids, when they're commencing in their graduation, rather than actually read their names the old-fashioned way, where you give your name phonetically spelled to somebody to read it, I bet at many UConn graduations, and man, they do a wonderful job reading the names.
They do.
And, you know, it's the least they can do. You gave them $100,000 for your sociology degree, and you're going to make $23,000 the rest of your life. But maybe at least they could take a moment to read your name after you've given them all that money, and you're going to be paying it off until you're 55. So this community college in Arizona, of course, decided to leverage AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, of course, it was a disaster.
Of course it was.
How do you not even test it? I mean, they screwed it up to the point where hundreds of names are all screwed up in the wrong orders, and these kids are walking past with their empty diploma jackets, shaking the hand at least, but that wasn't their name.
Oh,
and
no.
Everyone's booing, and it was just literally mid-ceremony where they realized. Now, if you've been to graduations, as all of us have been, you're sitting on the hard bleacher or the hard chair, whatever it is, and you're happy for the graduate.
Sure.
But you're really just going to cheer for one thing.
Right.
That person. You're there an hour and a half. You're listening to something.
Right. You're listening for that name only out of the, 2 hour or 3 hour process.
Well, let's hope it's only two. It's the whole show.
Right.
They decided to AI the whole. They decided to work slop the graduation. I mean, and these are institutions of higher education. How do you not test it to know it works? How lazy were you where you didn't run all the names? I mean, I guess you didn't even want to sit there for the test to make sure it was right. They then realized, oh wait a minute, this isn't working. We're now going to reread your names and make you walk again. So you're in the audience. You already didn't hear the person correctly or the AI, and you're going to sit again through a botched. How do you botch a graduation? Well, you let AI do it. And I'm not against AI, but you're at college. It's the thing these kids work so hard for 4 years, and you're too lazy to say, you know, Dennis Halnan. It's too hard for you to do that. You need some sort of,
I guess not,
AI voice to do it. So it's nuts. I wish we could actually find audio for it. all the booing that occurred.
Yeah, I was looking to find a clean version. There was not some happy participants.
Yeah, there was.
And the irony of it is there's no audio because there was a lot of missing audio.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's a community college in Arizona. So we'll put the story up there for you to read. But the moral of the story is these kids already used AI to write all their papers.
There's got to be someone in that school in the communications department that would love to just do a read.
Oh, come on. Right. Yeah. Get a big voice or something like that.
Some extra credit. You know, yeah. Do a read for our graduation.
So I just love the irony of it. And they made him do it again. So it was a redo for your graduation. Yeah. You had one job, man. One job. You know, it's just nutty.
And this is what's chewing up all our computer parts.
Well, the thing is, too, we were at a UConn graduation for my nephew, and it was lovely. And they pointed out somebody with the highest grades in the class, whatever this college, whatever this individual college is. I'm not going to bring it out. They pointed out this person. At the end of the graduation, they said, well, we're sorry. We forgot about this other guy.
No!
Yeah. I'm like, this is your job to acknowledge these people, and you screwed that up.
My bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's you got to ask yourself if you can't get that right. But that's just me with higher education. We'll put the link up here to this story and how AI, you know, still not ready for prime time. What do you got, Dennis? Do you want to talk about something?
Yeah, I do. This is a story that really caught my eye this week, and I just saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
And the headline begins, former FTX guys.
Yes.
All right? Now.
Red flag.
For those of you who don't remember, FTX was the crypto company that was founded by Sam Bankman-Fried, who's now in prison for fraud.
Thank goodness.
And his company president, who was also his girlfriend, is also in prison, I think.
Weren't they the ones with the big, bold, be bold Super Bowl commercials and buy crypto?
Oh, yes. And they also sponsored the shirts of the MLB umpires.
Oh, that's right.
For a couple of years.
Yeah.
So
money was coming
out. If you were watching
ears.
Baseball, you were seeing the FTX logo.
Yeah.
Many times on your screen.
Huge fraud.
At any rate, it was a massive, scam. But anyway, I looked at this article and these two FTX guys, which is, you know, red flag number one.
They've got an idea though, right?
Now they've pitched a business where you can invest with only upside. And that is literally the name of the domain.
So you just can't lose, Dennis.
Correct.
So it's a pyramid scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme.
No.
Oh, no. Oh. No?
No. Literally, it is structured in a way that will only pay off for you if you participate in it. Okay? Here is how it works. If you're a participant in it, and you can only get in by invitation. I mean, you can get on a wait list if you're interested.
You have to be truly a sucker and by invite.
Well, hold on.
If it's such a great idea, everyone should jump on this.
Back up. I'm going to explain this to you.
Invitation
it's a
only.
Little involved.
Yeah.
Now, what you do once you're in is you participate in a simulation of trades. And these are trades on things like cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and some other stuff like that.
Gotcha.
You are not trading, you know, against the stock market or even mutual funds or anything.
So it's a game.
But it is a game because it is all simulated. You put in your trade and you either get your points or you lose or whatever. And all it is numbers on your screen.
No harm, no foul.
There is nothing happening actually for you.
Mm-hmm.
However, what happens is the AI engine that is attached to this that fuels it watches all of this activity from all the people that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will occasionally take money of the company's own and make some of these trades.
Where'd the company get any money? It's all simulated.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Oh. Is there the Ponzi scheme comes in?
I'm going to get to that. Now, if that trade makes money for them, they will pay you a little bit of a commission.
Crowdsourcing.
Now, it'll be a small amount. The article that I read doesn't give the percentage, but it's a small amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a few dollar trade might get you a few pennies, apparently.
A few dollar simulated trade might get you a few pennies.
Right. Okay.
So bet
assuming
big.
That it pays
if it's
off.
Simulated, why don't you bet $1,000?
If it does not pay off, there is no deduction of money for you.
Mm.
You just don't get anything.
Right.
Okay? That is how this whole thing is only upside. The complication here is that when you get into the service, if you actually give them a deposit, which is kept in the form of a treasury bond.
Okay. So you give them real money, they put in the treasury.
And it can be up to $500. Apparently, they won't take a deposit larger than that.
And it's probably under some sort of federal reason you can do that.
Maybe. I'm thinking about that too.
Yeah.
But at any rate, if you actually give them money, and you can only give, if you want, you can give them $1. Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough to get you in as a true investor. If you actually give them money at all, if you actually give them money at all, that commission that they pay you for your beneficial trades is a little bit larger than it would be if you don't give them any money at all. And obviously, they're taking all of those deposits, and that's where their own income is coming from, apparently.
Right.
So
that would be the pyramid part of it.
Right. And the other pyramid part of it is if this particular service gets large enough that it begins affecting the markets outside of itself, then you can run into things like pump and dump schemes and stuff that can all be fueled by it, which is where the actual downside is.
Or
in
meme
the
stocks,
world.
The whole thing with meme stocks, all that fun stuff.
But at any rate, I got a kick out of this. For all the reasons that we're talking about, this thing screams scheme.
Just do an honest day's work, FTX guys. I mean, what's so hard about that?
Joey,
We found part of their marketing material.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe.
It's simulating.
You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland,
and you see how deep the rabbit
hole goes. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
That's their marketing material.
That's their marketing?
Yeah, it
sounds right to me, Joey. Yeah, well, only upside. You know you're going to lose.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. That really should be what it's called. What could go wrong? You can't make that up. All right. Well, we have plenty of other stories for you guys to talk about if you guys don't want to call us. But we're happy if you do. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll post these stories for you to take a look at, of course, over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We'll be right back. All right. Yes, it's Memorial Day weekend. Typical gloomy day in Connecticut, but let's hope for the weather to get a little better. And we're going to celebrate those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. And we should think about them every day. It shouldn't just be one day.
Right.
But at least they get the one day. And of course, you got to check out the PBS Memorial Day concert. It is always amazing. Just always moving and amazing concert. If you get a moment to think about it, I'm sure it'll be on. I hope it'll be on Monday night and not telling you something incorrect, but it's never not been there. So
I would just assume that it's going to be there.
So as we wait for your calls on this Memorial Day weekend, 860-522-9842. So Dennis, when is Greg from auditing when is their account going to get corrected? Because Greg from auditing, he was a guy that was no longer working for a water system.
All right.
And some bad guys happened to found his credentials on the dark web.
Oh, no.
So Greg from auditing, the bad guy saw the dark web where Greg from auditing, let's just say it's Greg Smith at water.org, basically had a password of chlorine.
And,
basically it's out there on the dark web. And the bad guy said, I wonder if I can try to log in.
All right.
They poked around the network, got into the network using Greg from auditing's username and password, and was able to mess around with the SCADA systems. They had set Greg from auditing up as a domain admin.
No.
Yep. And,
no.
And a SCADA supervisory control and data acquisition operator.
Right, because he was an auditor and he needed to have all those functions, right?
Not.
No. to be clear, no.
And he hadn't worked there in how long did it say? Half a decade?
No.
Yeah. So the reason I bring this up is, I actually had a client ask us to add a user to their insurance network. okay. and have them set up as a domain admin. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. And this is for a security review. I'm like, the person should also agree with me that we're not setting him up as a domain admin. But yeah, I mean, this is an issue, right? And this is a quasi public private entity, you know, water department, right? Yeah. So your procedures need to be, you got to clean up these accounts. If Greg from auditing is no longer working, you should at least deprecate his account. Or remove it completely. And if you have, and I've had these discussions with many companies, many businesses, if you have people in your organization who have been given admin level access, these guys have the keys to your entire organization's universe. And if they have the power to literally delete everything, brick everything, remove everything, you're literally just waiting for them to get compromised on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock when somebody says, "Hey, you ordered an Amazon package. Pay me now. Click here." You've got to stop this. You can't give people admin level credentials to these systems.
Right.
They need to log in as an admin.
Right.
Right. And that password is going to be unique, break glass kind of only unique type of scenario where you're going to log in and use it, and then you're going to log out.
Right, because that's not an account that you're just normally logging into all the time.
Right. So,
and it's only going to show up in the audit logs under certain conditions when you're using it, and those can always be flagged too.
Yeah.
So
this is a pretty serious breach that occurred. I'll put the link up to the story. Zombie user account lets hackers control the city's water. This is something that we have to be careful of because you know we already know that the Chinese with Salt Typhoon and the other infiltrations that are happening to our American networks, they're already inside our networks and just lurking already. And if you've got accounts on your networks, whether it's a business, a public municipality, whatever it might be, if you still got people, you know, Greg from auditing isn't here anymore, but we still get his emails because you just never know when you need Greg from auditing's emails 5 years later. You need to reduce his access, and nobody should be an admin. I don't care if you're the IT guy for the organization, you should not be an admin. Because if you can be compromised, you're going to be the reason your whole network is destroyed, and they're going to think you did it too, because guess what? They used your account. So don't do that. Also, by the way, you don't care what other people's passwords are. As an admin, you don't need to know Joey's password.
No.
Because there's lots of risk in that too. When you log in to your system and you know Joey's password.
Well, if you need it, I can give it to you.
Yeah. What is your password, Joey?
It's 123.
Gotcha. Because you know all their passwords, you are the likely culprit of any kind of mischief that occurred on their accounts because you have access to their passwords. You don't need to know their passwords because as an admin, not logging in as yourself, you can reset passwords and make your changes. I can't tell you how many businesses we come across. Well, I need to know Bob's password in case he leaves. Really? You don't understand how this works.
No. You have your admin reset that password when he leaves.
Voila.
But you don't know the password now.
Yeah. So I'll post this story. You can see what happened with the city's water department. But, you know, a little cautionary tale for you. Three lines open for you guys. 860-522-9842. We'll feel free to get on the line here. Bob in Waterbury is on the line, and three lines open for you guys. We're going to post everything over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com and over on the Facebooks. If you follow us at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network and you want to join in and join the party and you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. And you can get all the links there. Mike G posted all show long live. And then, of course, he'll post it over on X if you follow us on X. And Dennis posts all the links while we're doing the show as well to ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We'll be right back. Yeah, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are rocking in the free world. Lucky for us.
Yep.
Let's hope it stays that way. And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Bob in Waterbury next. Hello, Bob.
Hi, how you doing, guys? Love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I don't really do much with computers. I joined a meat company about 25 years ago, and by buying a meat company, a package, they sent me a computer. my buddy used to say we'd come over after bowling, and it was a Dell computer and everything, but because you can't buy your computer from a meat company. But, you know, and I used to be in a room in the house there, and the screen was facing the outside. And after a year of that, I looking out the nice sunny day outside, I said, see you later.
Yeah.
I turned the computer off, and I never went back.
Nice. So, good for you.
But okay. I listen to you guys just, you know, try to remember stuff. But yeah. Anyhow, I have a 3, 4, 5-year-old flat screen TV, and every once in a while I'm watching like a live show, like the Money Show on Fox Business or whatever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like the voice doesn't line up with the words. It's like you're watching the old Chinese, the Japanese movie. Like,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
At this day and age, what would do that? You know, it's not all the time, and it's not this one station. Yeah. I just turn around, okay. Why would that happen?
Well, it's the mystery of streaming.
So
you're streaming this, right, Bob?
No, it's a hard cable in from my car payment Xfinity. But like I say, it's not every channel. It's not all
yeah,
the
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
It's just once in a while. And it's like, you know, and it's a live show. It's Fox Business, you know.
So,
and all of a sudden they're saying the Dow's down 5, and, you know, all of a sudden it comes out of his mouth 5 seconds later.
Right.
You know, on the TV.
Right.
It just seems weird. I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to call and I'm going to call.
In streaming, it's a normal thing where it's a buffering issue. They don't line up the video with the sound.
Yeah, this is cable television, I assume, with a cable box?
It's hooked in, but it's I'm using the remote that came with the computer. So,
is it streaming? Yeah, do you think it's streaming, Bob? Is it a streaming box?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, right. That's better because the cable box shouldn't do that.
Well,
right.
With the cable box, it should do it. It'll either do it on every channel all the time, no matter what, or it won't be doing it. But because I had that problem at one time a long time ago with a cable box that I had, and I had to have it replaced.
Yeah.
And then that one did the same thing, so they replaced it again, but with a different model, and it worked right. So that was the problem.
Yeah.
This is your stream. This is
weird. Different. This is different.
You got to pause it, Bob. You don't have enough bandwidth to deliver the stream quality, or are you having some sort of network congestion?
Like I say, it works fine on other stations. You know, it's not like me and my daughter do gaming or nothing.
No. But you want to fix it. You pause this. You can pause the show, right? You have the ability to pause it?
Yeah.
So that'll allow the buffer to rebuild. And you hope it'll resync. It just has to. I've had this issue with Paramount. Paramount's a big issue when it comes to their syncing of their stuff. Maybe it's just me. I got plenty of bandwidth. I got a 500 fiber line, but there's sometimes the app itself isn't good at what it's doing. So I just tell you to pause and then it'll catch up and it should resync properly, but that's all it is.
Yeah.
That I'm aware of. There's probably a technical reason the codec isn't correctly lining up with the video codec, and there's a lot of processing reasons for all this.
Well, there's different codecs involved, and there's actually different ports, and all of this is happening over a protocol called UDP, which itself is kind of unpredictable, and it is actually made to be unpredictable, which is kind of a contradiction, but it works normally.
Right.
But, you've got a lot of variables here.
Yeah. That's all you gotta
do. I'm hoping for what's the live the free streaming thing that's supposed to be, they put up on a telephone pole. What's that was going around from town to town? Some towns have it, some don't.
Free streaming on a telephone pole? I don't know.
It's a cable service that's coming up against Xfinity and those.
That would be Go NetSpeed.
Oh yeah, Go NetSpeed.
Not free.
No, they're not free.
Yeah, we'll get them.
Not free, but right. Better than Xfinity.
Yeah. You just need to reach out to Go NetSpeed and tell them you're interested in bringing it into Waterbury. And then, you know, whatever Waterbury politics is required to have that happen is really some sort of background
deal. Waterbury, Waterbury, that's what I'm going to say.
I know. That's why I said it the way I said it. I don't want any cement shoes myself.
I love the city, though. it's pretty good, except for politics.
Yeah. And water pipes.
Oh yeah, the water situation is bad.
I mean,
we have a lot of hills and valleys, but I mean, they all are about 120 years old. But I mean, we weren't the only city that's that old in the state, right? I mean,
no. You just got to have a better plan, Bob. You guys need a better plan.
Yeah, hey, at least I'm up on top of the hill, so I'm good.
You're good. All right, that's good, Bob.
you won't get flooded.
I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm just kidding about my cement shoes. I hope. But yeah, just reach out to Go NetSpeed and tell them you're interested in having it come to your city. And I'm sure they're interested too. Let's go to Rich in Naugatuck. Hello, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, longtime listener. And thanks. I want your opinion on something, although I probably know it. So I received an email last week, and I just finally decided to read it. And it's regarding Google's Gemini AI assistant. And I'm just going to read part of it, obviously not all of it, but it's titled Get the Most Out of Gemini on the Web. And then you skip over and it goes, How Gemini Handles Data and Works with Other Services. And I got to read this first sentence to you, basically. Your chats, what you share with Gemini, like files, videos, screens, photos, audio transcripts, and recordings of your Gemini live interactions, your feedback info from websites you visit with Gemini, product usage and location info, are saved on Gemini apps activity.
Yeah.
If your keep activity setting is on, blah, blah, blah. Gotta love that one. Talk about gathering every bit of your information. So
yes.
That being said, I bet you the majority of people out there don't read this stuff and look what's being saved on them. And I just thought you maybe might want to comment on it.
Well, it's pretty typical in anything you do that's free, Rich. I mean, every social media tool you use, And Google itself, my cell phone, that's a Pixel phone.
And it doesn't even have anything to do with AI. I mean, services like Facebook have been watching what you do on their service forever. And, you know, it's been going on since, what, 06 when it started up?
I mean, even Microsoft would love to take some of your data, too. And I bet you the EULAs that they offer, the user license agreements that you're reading there, talk about this too. So even I would suspect even if you turn off that you don't want them to keep it, the next update turns it on by default, if I had to guess. So you have some agency and then you just don't when they update the version. Because guess what? That version is different than this version, which means we have a whole new EULA agreement for you to agree to. And by the way, we're turning this on by default. So until we have lawmakers that understand privacy should be the default and they require these businesses to set these defaults by default, they're going to keep doing this, and we're the suckers that use it, right? We're the ones that do it. So whatever you're putting into AI to analyze your data, to look at your, you know, my kids are the king. Well, one of them will edit photos with that little banana editor there and change pictures into something. The moment you're having it ingested into AI, is your picture is now part of that AI. So that whole AI ecosphere. Who knows what they're going to do with it?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, point totally agreed. I guess my point for bringing this all up is that it sure would be nice to actually say, hey, let's really spike out. If you do not want this, turn your keep activity off. Make it more obvious for the lay folk out there. That's all.
No, I hear you. But so what popped into my head, just juxtapose this with, I remember a lawmaker in Connecticut that wanted to force movie theaters to tell you when the actual movie started.
Yes.
So juxtapose what you just said. I don't want all my data ingested by AI. Make them tell me that they're going to do that with a lawmaker who had to spend all sorts of energy just to tell us when a movie starts. And that couldn't get done, by the way.
Exactly.
So I hear you. I just don't think we have people who know what they're doing. And clearly, when it comes to IT and technology, they don't know what they're doing. And what you're asking for is, it really comes down to you being the consumer. I mean, OnStar is getting in big trouble for just all the data you've given them as far as your location. They're selling it to third parties, right? So did you know that? I mean, we've talked about it a few times on our show. Yeah.
Yep.
Location data in any new vehicles these days are being sold to insurance companies, right? They actually can help. Based on what type of technology you have, they can figure out if you're one of those guys that's driving 90 miles an hour down a highway, right? I mean, there's lots of this data that's happening that you're voluntarily giving because you hit the push the start button on your car. AI is just massively worse. And I say worse in whatever context you want to have it. I don't know if it's worse that is going to make our lives worse, or it could make our lives better. Maybe knowing all about Rich is going to make somebody else's life better, because whatever you're doing as a user gives that other user some sort of better insight that they never thought of without Rich's input. I don't know. That's the concept that we're supposed to be getting out of this thing, if you want to put it on the positive side of things. But this is everywhere. You know, any tool you use that's free, any service you use that's free, you're the commodity, so they're going to want all that data. So
agreed. I guess to conclude, I just wish they would state earlier on that this is how you turn it off.
Yeah. So here's the thing: you need a warning label, right? So I hear cigarettes are bad for you. I don't know how many decades it took for that to show up on a carton of cigarettes. You need to talk to your
1960s.
In the 60s. I thought they were telling you it was good for you back then. Yeah. This is what your attorney general is supposed to do, right? They're supposed to make sure organizations are telling us, the consumers, what they're doing to us. So I would contend you want to reach out to Mr. Tong and say, hey, otherwise nothing's going to happen. And then depending on how much money they're given to his campaign, maybe nothing happens. Right. I don't know.
Right.
Or I should say the pack. It wouldn't be him specifically. So I'm with you, Rich.
Thanks. Yep. Thanks, gentlemen.
You got it. It's frustrating as a user when if you want to use it, you know.
And if you're bored out there, just go into whatever AI tool you use and just ask, what do you know about me?
Oh, yeah. That's
I just did it with Google Gemini. That was fascinating.
Yes. Did it call you Joey the Beard, too?
It went through the whole whole Salvation Army donation thing. It went back and knew I was the assistant parts manager at a car dealership 27 years ago.
Whoa.
Well, what's really going to fry your noodle, using Matrix terms, is that you can actually falsely seed, right, AI about you specifically.
Yeah.
So let's say I had a grudge against you. I could actually put information out on the interwebs about you that's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Right? That you're clean shaven. Right? And would never in your life have a beard like that.
No.
And basically AI would ingest it and say it. So there's a whole new issue of reputation.
It's an evil clone.
Well, there's reputation defense that has to happen these days, where you can actually now falsely seed the AI with also there's already things going on about that too. So yeah, Joey. And actually I had a story on Tech Tuesday with Brian where Alexa Plus was offering this podcasting scenario, which I tried in the morning. By the afternoon it worked, by the way.
Nice.
I asked it to figure out, you know, do a podcast on the difference between vanilla and chocolate. And of course it was as sycophantic as you could imagine. Literally a discussion of chocolate and vanilla where it actually had no information other than, oh, I like chocolate and I like vanilla, the AI persons were saying.
So it was written by millennials.
It was written by just, yeah, probably. But AI is so easily manipulated and, ask about what it knows about you.
Yep. If you're bored, just give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We don't want you to be bored. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And four lines wide open for you on this Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back. And we are back.
We are.
And we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to have the freedoms we have. And so let's keep them in our thoughts this weekend, if we can. And, a lot of folks out there wouldn't do what they did, you know. Storming a beach in Normandy is no easy task.
Yeah, nobody like went to the government and said, hey, I want to do that.
Yeah, well, in the case of World War II, they did. But so it's one of those weekends. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And as we wait for your calls, Dennis and I did want to talk about, we both had this story as something we wanted to chat about with you guys.
Yeah, out in California, where everything happens. AT&T is suing the state of California to the tune of what? $1 billion?
More than a billion.
More than a billion with a B.
Yeah.
Over California's mandate that they keep landline telephone service alive.
Right.
Now, in every town and every territory that they are supposed to be in.
Right.
because they don't have territory in some parts of the state, but
within their territory,
the mandate still exists for any company that does have that. Now, this is the reason I was thinking about this week is because we've talked about this for a long time.
Oh yeah,
and we've been telling people as often as we can that your landline telephone may work today, but tomorrow it could be turned off.
Yep.
And the day after that, it could be physically removed.
Yeah.
Because the companies that own that, what's called POTS service, plain old telephone service, they don't want to have to maintain that.
The technology is old.
The technology is extremely, it's what? 1880s?
Yeah.
That's how far back it dates. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to maintain. It's very expensive to maintain. There isn't a lot of money in it for them. So they would just rather be out of the business. And that is what AT&T is now saying, hey, listen, let us go. Right. if we don't want to maintain it in a particular place, don't make us.
And they've invested 20 times that lawsuit, like $20 billion into the fiber networks that are out there.
Right. And it's the fiber that they really want to build out, also the cellular.
Mm-hmm.
And to be perfectly honest, these, in the 21st century, it's far better technology anyway.
Yeah.
So let's go with it.
Right. It's going to be coming here eventually. But again, here in this state of government mandates, you're probably safe for a while.
But listen, I'm telling you, that landline is going away.
Yeah, it's going away.
It may not happen right away, but it is going to go away.
And even though you think you have a landline, it may not even be a POTS line. It could be an emulated POTS line.
It may be an emulated line, too.
So that won't go away as fast as the...
Those may still be maintained.
Right. Because they charge so much for them.
Right.
Let's go to Lori in Deep River. Hey, Lori.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Throw this out there. Doing a random search the other day. I think he said he was on Brave, my husband. And it came up with those, confirm that you're not a robot.
Yes.
Is there any concern with those? I mean...
only if you're a robot.
Well, no, not that he was, but I mean, as far as, okay, I clicked on it to say, yes, I'm not a robot, but should I go change all my passwords and everything? Because
I'm
not really sure, that why did it ask me to confirm when I was looking up auto parts or something.
Yep. This is a service that websites have because there are bots out there that'll do stuff to websites. And they've obviously had a big enough problem that they had to put this step in place to prevent that from occurring.
And it makes sense that this is happening with a site that you're getting a price from, because there are now AI engines that are going out and just vacuuming up pricing data wherever they can get it as part of their own services.
Good point.
And it can be vacuuming up time and bandwidth from these websites, and they don't want to do that. They want you as a human being to get that time. They don't want the AI bot getting it.
Right. So sliding a slider, stuff like that is not something you have to worry about. Now, could you be tricked into something? Sure. But you went to the site, right? You went to the site.
No, he said he didn't go to a site. He was just searching.
He was searching, he had to click on the site to get that request. So he was searching and the site came up, because it wouldn't just pop up on a search, I would think, unless the search engine itself wants to confirm you're not a bot.
Great.
But I doubt that's the case. I would suspect he searched and then clicked on a resource that he searched, and that was when he got the bot comment. Now, if you're using a VPN, this is going to come up more often also, because they can't really confirm where you're coming from. Found that to be a thing, because I do a lot of, I just run my VPN all the time. Not that I'm doing anything wrong, but it does tend to come up when you use a VPN more often. I may not be certain. I have no way to prove that, but I would think you're fine. This is just a security process.
Yeah, you don't think you had clicked into a site. You just said, I'm looking for such and such. Just in search, but maybe it is trying to filter out the computers that way.
Yeah, I think it's trying to confirm he's a human and not a bot, like Dennis said there. So I think you're good.
Yeah.
Cloudflare does a lot of this. Cloudflare does a lot of this for companies.
Okay. Yeah. So. No, this was on the Brave search. Yeah.
I wonder if we can even do a search to see if Brave has any kind of additional security they're doing, but I doubt it. I wouldn't worry about it. It seems innocuous to me. You have good technology running, right? You're running OpenDNS like we talked to you about, and you've got...
We've got Apple's, and the router that we had did not like OpenDNS, so we have Proton VPN.
Okay. OpenDNS should be configurable in the router no matter what you have. But
Yeah, that...
I bet you the VPN is a reason you're getting this.
The VPN is probably why driving that.
Yeah, they can't confirm where you are. Yeah, you seem a little weird to them.
Yeah, they're worried that... Yeah, definitely.
So. But you're good, Lori.
Okay, so I'm keeping Proton.
As
far as the landlines are concerned, my father-in-law's landline was through, company Clinton, whatever.
Yeah.
And you still have a physical phone that you pick up the handle and can slam it down, but it's through the internet and it's no longer a landline.
Yep.
Right.
That's exactly right, Lori.
Yeah. So goodbye to that. Okay. Well, have a good and happy Memorial Day. Thank you for your services,
Our pleasure.
Doing this, and military services to all those who did. We appreciate it.